Today, scientists use a whole suite of technology to measure ocean currents, not just duckies and Nike shoes. Wind-induced currents are measured with floating objects, by satellites, and by other techniques. For example, scientists use drifters, which ascend and descend every 10 days to send data to a satellite. From this data, one can generate a map of the currents as these devices are carried across the oceans. Acoustic Doppler current profilers measure the water as it passes by the instrument. It looks at the Doppler effect on these sound waves and calculates a velocity based on this information. Another way oceanographers study surface currents are through the use of environmentally friendly dyes, which slowly drift with the currents. The great depths of deep currents makes them more difficult to measure than surface currents. Most often, they are mapped using underwater floats that are carried within deep currents. Density-induced deep currents are also measured using water properties, such as temperature and salinity, and chemical tracers.